Well, thanks for being here today. It's an honor to represent Ohio State, and as we start our 2014 journey, it was very good summer because we were able to spend time with our players. It's the first time we've been allowed to. I believe we had 6 or 8 sessions with our players, and it real also helped in the transition of our high school guys when they showed up in June. So it's been a very good summer. Our quarterback, I know we'll get to ask that question, is ready to go. He's full speed, in the best shape of his life. We have a good bunch of good young players that we're anxious to see what they can do. The two areas of concern, the offensive line is number one. A little disappointed what happened in spring. We just didn't see the growth that we would like to see. However, I really admire our coach, Coach Warner, and I know we have good players, so they've had a very good summer. The second area is pass defense. We completely have blown up and started from scratch, an area that we were not very strong in, pass defense. And Chris Ash has done an admirable job of installing a brand new pass defense that we're going to test and see how that goes during training camp. Went very well during spring. So a very good group of young people that I look forward to working with. And we start, they come in on Sunday for good, and we start practice Monday.
Okay, at this time we'll open for questions. We'll start here on the left side, our left side of the room, Coach.
Hi, Coach. Dave Biddle from Bucknuts.com. Can you talk more about the offensive line? You mentioned it's a concern. Do you think Chad Lindsey will definitely be your starting center? And just talk about the offensive line as a whole, if you would.
Oh, Jacoby Boren's right in the middle of that. So is Chad Lindsey. And there's a kid named Billy Price that we redshirted a year ago. Three guys that are talented. Chad is all I know of what I've seen. He's a tough guy. He's a hard worker. And he has a lot of experience. So I'm hoping that's why we took him. Normally we don't get involved in those type of things. But we needed some maturity in that center of that offensive line. So it remains to be seen. I kind of like the work ethic. I think they're hungry. And you know, the fact that spring didn't, you know, I wanted to see a little more growth. And so it's easy to coach hard, and we've coached them real hard all the way through. So I'm anxious to see what they do. We'll know more obviously in a couple weeks.
Stay on this side of the room, Coach. Right down front.
How stacked is the East Division, and what are your thoughts on getting through that division?
The East Division is very strong. You know, as we get closer to season, start looking at that schedule, and there's a tough run. We have three very tough road games, but the East is strong, you know, I've learned a long time ago and control what you can, and that's certainly not scheduling, and certainly not who's in the East and who's on the other side. So, but very strong conference. You can tell by the recruiting, too, on that side. There's some very good recruiting that's been going on, so that's going to be a challenge.
Stay on that side of the room, just right next door.
Patrick Max with Love Warriors. Irvin, you've long lamented.
I lost him. Okay.
You've long lamented the production and depth at linebacker. What have you seen out of that group so far this summer?
One of our stronger groups. You know, we operate under the unit principle, and it's power of the unit, 9 units. And they were, the last 2 years, they weren't what we expect. Actually, 2 years ago, not bad, but we had any time you in Division I, upper level football, to move a fullback to middle linebacker, you got a problem. And we had a problem. Zach Horn did a very good job, but not where, you know, I'm used to hearing about Laurinaitis and A.J. Hawks and those guys, and we weren't at that level. Ryan Shazier played excellent last year. However, it's the best the group's been right now, and that's just as far as chemistry, as far as trust, as far as operating as a unit, and so I'm anxious to see him play. We also have some very, we took three freshmen are there, Dante Booker, Raekwon McMillan, and Kyle Berger. And Sam Hubbard, we might move him back to tight end or linebacker. And then we have some very, you know, Josh Perry's done a great job with leadership, and so has Curtis Grant. So it's about time we play linebacker ball, linebacker play the way Ohio State's used to. And I think you're going to see it this year.
Coach, we're going to move to the other side of the room, stage right toward the back.
Kevin Trahan, SB Nation. New President Michael Drake took office on June 30th. Have you talked to him much, and how does that presidential change impact your job as football coach?
I'm sorry, I couldn't really hear that.
Can you repeat that, Kevin?
Yeah, Michael. Michael Drake took office on June 30th. How does a presidential change impact your job as football coach?
We spoke briefly on several occasions. I invited President Drake to come visit with our team. I'm looking forward to do that. I've looked on his background and had many conversations with some administrators in our university. So it really doesn't impact how I do my job, I don't think, as long as you just take care of business. But I look forward to spending a lot of time with him.
Coach, our next question is going to be on our left down here in the middle of the room.
Coach Seth Gruen from the Chicago Sun-Times. What did your team learn last year from kind of being the hunted? And granted, that's something that you go to Ohio State to play for. And is that something you specifically address in training camp?
Well, I will probably. You played Ohio State. They're hunted because they're at Ohio State. Ohio State's traditionally been a very strong program. We won a nice run last year. But we don't spend much time on that. There's some great storylines about, hit this and that, but it's all about execution and getting our team ready to go. We spent an inordinate amount of time on leadership building, and we call it brotherhood of trust. That's what the focus is, and it was excellent, the two sessions we put our players through. So that's our focus.
Next question, Coach, is on our right here on the aisle. Todd Porter from the Canton Repository. Urban, I know you said that Braxton is in the best shape of his career, but he was hurt in the beginning of the season, at the end of the season. How concerning is it that the offensive line isn't where you would like it to be after spring, and how focused will August, how much time will you spend in August making sure that you get a group together that can protect, the franchise there?
Concern number one. I mean, that's it. There's a bunch of concerns you always have. It's A through F, A through Z, A through X, whatever it is. But list, the number one on the list is development of that offense line for the reasons you just said, among many other. You want to win that game, but protecting our quarterback is paramount. So that's I don't want to say all our focus, but a lot of our focus is right now.
Coach, we'll move back to our left, four rows deep here in the front.
Urban, Doug LaMaurice from Cleveland.com. Is there any update on the Tracy Sprinkle situation? And overall with your team, how did you think they handled themselves off the field since you guys last played in the Orange Bowl?
Well, pretty good. Tracy Sprinkle is no longer with the program, and I will readdress it if there's some changes. That's all I know. That's the way we handle our situations. If something happens, especially if you hear something serious, just to remove from the program and evaluate at the appropriate time. So at this time, he's no longer part of the program.
Stay on that side of the room, all the way against the wall in front.
Bill Livingston, Cleveland Plain Dealer. Urban, without Carlos Hyde, can you afford to look to try to cut back Braxton's rushing attempts, or is that something you're going to monitor?
I think we're going to try to not think. We have to be much more balanced than we've been. Everyone's looking for a 50-50 ratio. We've been close a few times. When Alex Smith was our quarterback, we were pretty close to 50-50. When Chris Leak, I want to say we were pretty close with Tim. We were pretty close to, I think, 60-40, 65. Braxton, the last couple of years, especially last year, Carlos was so good. The offensive line was so good. And we're still trying to develop that receiving core to be on par with the rest of the team. And I think we have. I'll be disappointed if the receivers aren't now ready to carry their own weight. It was the first year they weren't. We just weren't very good. Second year got much better. Philly Brown had an excellent year. Evan Spencer really developed. Evan Smith keeps coming on. I really like our two tight ends, Jeff Hireman and Nick Vanette. So we're really starting to improve the surrounding cast around Braxton. So I'm hoping, not hoping, we have to be. That's where we're going to pick up those yards, are getting in the hands of Dontre Wilson, Jalen Marshall, and the outside receivers as well.
We'll stay in that same area for our next question, down front left.
Yeah, Urban, despite the fact what you're doing on the offensive line rebuilding, the guys you're replacing on defense, most projections around the country, I think Cleveland.com had a poll the other day that said you guys are favored to win the Big Ten. Some people think you'll get that playoff. What has to happen between now and November for that to happen for you guys? Are you comfortable with those projections?
Well, there's many variables that, the injury, obviously injury is number one. Chemistry and trust and development of young players is by far number one. And that's I can't think of putting more time and effort into, number one, development of our coaching staff that we did. We had some leadership training from our coaches for about 5 weeks, and then we carried it right over to our players. It's been about an 8-week session that we've had with our players, so the amount of time on the most important element of any team is the trust within the team and trust with the leaders of the team, which is the coaching staff. Then number two is going to be injuries. If we can stay healthy, I think we're very good if we develop the offensive line. So, Tim, I think you know me very well that there's zero conversation about tomorrow or November. We're just trying to get to training camp healthy and the right frame of mind and then have the best training camp we've ever had.
We'll shift all the way to our right on the other side of the room, up against the wall.
Coach Del Yates, WLS Radio here in Chicago. How big of an improvement has Dontrell Wilson made from the ball game to this point right now? And how big of a role and how important is he going to be in your offense this season?
Great question. He's an impact guy. Last year, he was a hybrid guy that really wasn't great at anything. He had potential, but he was very little, couldn't block at the level we expected him to, was not quite strong enough to run inside like you need that hybrid guy to do, was simply an outside running player. He's gained the weight. He's much stronger. He's much more prepared for this level of football. He's always had the talent. He's always had the effort. So he will be he's an impact guy for us and in a lot of ways.
Move here on our left on the aisle.
Coach, a lot of the other coaches in the East have been talking about the toughness and the physicality of that division. Can you just touch on that and how do you think, you know, that, you know, characteristic in your division is going to either help you guys or, you know, whatever it may be this season?
I think it's one of the toughest divisions in college football. You know, once again, you just have to look at the recruiting that takes place at the schools and then the style of defense and offense. I mean, it's a rugged conference. And so all those comments that you said the other coaches were making, I see it. You know, and we're going to do our best to be prepared for it.
Move down here, three rows deep on the aisle.
Hey, Coach, James Greger with the Lantern. You have one of the most talented defensive lines in the country, most people say. How big was the hire of Larry Johnson to replace Mike Vrabel, and how big has he been throughout the spring and coming into the fall?
Yeah, we had to hit we lost a home run. I love Mike Vrabel, did a great job for us. He's a great Buckeye. Hated to see him go. I understood that, you know, his NFL background and great family and a very good recruiter for us. And so when he left, it's like a player. If you lose a great player and you don't replace him with a great player, it's just going to happen. You're not going to be as good. We replaced Mike with a top shelf coach, a guy that has great respect, very good recruiter, a very good coach. The players love him already. There's an incredible trust in esprit de corps in the D-line room right now. So that's and he walked into a good situation. He's got a bunch of good young, good mix of young and old players in that room.
Back across the room here to our left, down front.
Urban Army Wasserman on Cleveland.com. You just got done saying Braxton's in the best shape of his life. He's had some durability issues during his career. A, do you guys have to take any steps to make sure that you ensure that he stays healthy? Any special steps, and what are some reasonable expectations in your mind for his senior season?
Well, I've had some players that have had the little durability issues, and John Simon had a little durability issues because he went a lot of times above and beyond what his body was telling him to do. So I look at it, sometimes you do. Sometimes, you know, and I'll be the first to tell you if someone just isn't meant to play or they're just maybe not tough or so on. But Braxton Miller, his issues are he goes sometimes above and beyond what his body is going to allow him to do. So he's got an incredible, some of the guys with the durability issues, the ones I just mentioned, Tebow, John Simon, or Braxton Miller, Christian Bryant, those are guys that have the competitive spirit at the highest possible level, and that's all they do is know how to go. So do we try to slow Braxton down or absolutely not? We try to protect him and surround him and maybe come up with a good scheme to get the ball out of his hands maybe a little quicker. Those are all things that we address, but it's the durability issues, not because his body wasn't made to play college football. It's because of how hard he plays. And you can look around the country, and there's guys that just, I mean, you know who they are. Every program's got a couple of those guys that just play so darn hard that sometimes things happen.